Hey, we got lots to talk about. We'll get to Chauvin. We'll get to the strange behavior of Joe Biden. We'll get to, you won't believe who's running for president. We'll get to Mayor de Blasio. What the hell got into him? Is he about to clean up New York? Is New York City about to get fixed? We'll get to that and more coming up. Verdict yesterday was, I thought, the right one. I mean, to me, he was just the worst cop in the world. The knee on the neck looks ridiculous, even for a few seconds. For 9 minutes, it looked absolutely ridiculous. This cop has a history of this kind of crap. 19 allegations against him of very, very rough, brutal treatment. History of it. He worked, you know, half the time as a security guard at a nightclub. Even the owner of the club said, He just escalated stuff too fast. He was too rough, too violent, bad cop. Rare exception in the police department. There's a few of them, but there's not a lot of these kind of guys. As far as it being racist, we don't know. There was no evidence of that. Even the prosecution didn't try to make that case. Although, who knows with this guy, but no hint of racism. And when it comes to these police incidents, police shootings, that kind of stuff, the vast majority of the victims are white, so it's not a racial problem, even though you get people trying to exploit it that way. Joe Bartlett, you agreed with the verdict, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was no doubt that this guy was going to be convicted of something. I was surprised, though, it came so quickly, but they didn't have much of a defense.
I mean, you just watch that video. Yeah. You know, prosecutors will tell you it's very unusual in any murder case to ever have any kind of picture to show the jury. You know, it's usually the autopsy photo, but to have the whole murder on video so people can watch it in real time is very unusual. Once you see that, how can you not convict this guy of everything? You know, once you take somebody into custody, you are responsible for their health. You are responsible for keeping them alive. And this guy, I don't know what the hell he was thinking with this doing this Abu Ghraib on his neck. I don't know what he was. You should never be putting your knee and your weight on somebody's neck for 10 seconds, let alone 10 minutes. It was absolutely ridiculous. The guy, he flinched a little on all three convictions, meaning he didn't think he'd get convicted of everything, but I can't see how he wouldn't be. Now, there's always this, he could appeal. Maxine Waters tampered with the case, tampered with the jury. That's a very tough appeal. You'd have to have a juror that would be willing to testify that they saw Maxine Waters say that it changed their decision. It's an impossible thing to do. So he's in a maximum security prison right now. You won't see this guy again. He'll go away forever. He gets sentenced in 8 weeks. It'll be 40, 50 years. He'll probably die in prison, and that's the end of it. Now then, old Joe Biden, confused old Joe, who's got a history of racism, who's got a history of being close to Klansmen like Robert Byrd, who's got a history of racist comments and problems, tries to make himself out to be the champion of fighting for equality, which he, of course, has never, ever been. He's always had a problem with it. But there he goes on the whole system, the whole country. Everything is racist.
Systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul.
All right, now what he's saying is the dentures were slipping.
There's systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul.
All right, the systemic racism, I don't know. I mean, let's just take the last four presidential elections. Half of them, the black candidate won. Let's just take the last four presidential elections. 75% of the times, three times, the ticket with the black candidate won. So that doesn't sound like a racist country, does it?
No.
Not totally racist. He did call the Floyd family, Biden, and he said to them, you know, one thing he's very good at, he years and years and years ago, his first wife died in a car accident with the children in the car, and he got this call that they had died. So he is very good on that sort of subject, consoling people that have lost loved ones. That's the one call he's really good. He knows just what to say on that. But he called the Floyd family. Now, there have been 213 people shot by the police this year. Already this year, 213. 30 were black. The rest were not. So the vast majority are white. Do you think he's called any of these families?
I don't think so.
Now, you take that Capitol trespassing, the Capitol riot of January the 6th. One of the people that came through the window was Ashley Babbitt, a war veteran, And for no reason at all, the cops just shot her dead as she was coming through the window. Just shot her and killed her in cold blood. The cops, they won't identify who the cop was. I don't think Biden called her family. I don't think so. Biden playing this up for all he can.
As we saw in this trial from the fellow police officers who testified, most men and women who wear the badge serve their communities honorably. But those few who fail to meet that standard must be held accountable, and they were today.
Yeah, okay. No, that part's good. But then, you know, he goes off the rails.
My conversations with the Floyd family, I spoke with them again today. I assure them we're going to continue to fight for the passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act so we can I can sign the law as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that family knows that when they hung up, Joe went to work. He was up till 3, 4 in the morning working on this problem. Did you think 10 minutes after the speech, Joe was back home watching Matlock? So, what do we know what's in this George Floyd policing bill?
No chokeholds and no no-knock warrants. Bam those.
Yeah. The chokeholds are okay. The no-knock warrants, you just got to, well, you have to have some no-knock warrants, right? They're just going to tighten the standards. A no-knock warrant is like, you know, where they don't knock. You see, you know, like on the TV show where the battering ram opens the door and they all come charging in with the vests and the helmets. But a lot of times it's a situation so dangerous with people that are armed and going to fire back. So you have to have that no-knock warrant. No chokeholds. Okay, I guess. Listen, it's very rare that, you know, when you hear there's a certain number of incidents, there's something like 400 million contacts a year between the police and citizens. So it's a millionth of 1%. That's the good news. And then, of course, if there's something to be exploited, Kamala Harris.
A measure of justice isn't the same as equal justice. This verdict brings us a step closer.
Well, that's really a fiery speech, huh? Let's see. Let me find something else here.
America has a long history of systemic racism. Black Americans and black men in particular.
I don't know if you're the first black vice president. You were just bragging about that. Does that sound like systemic racism?
It's kind of a hard sell coming from her, I think, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's why she lost. That systemic racism. And then Biden...
There's systemic racism that's a stain on our nation.
Wait a minute. He's been running the country for 47 years. He was vice president for 8 years. If there's all this systemic racism, why didn't he do something about it during the 8 years he was in the White House, in the administration? Why didn't he do something in his 40 years in Congress? Why didn't he do anything? You know, you got to wonder, I am going to pass a bill to put all this, my bill will end all this. But you're 97 years old. Why don't you do it in the first 60 years you're in office? What'd you wait so long for if this is such an important bill? So that's the problem. The worry was that there'd be riots, there'd be this, there'd be that. There was a lot of protesting and marching all over the place last night, all over New York City, down 9th Avenue. They went to Herald Square, Brooklyn, Barclays Center, to wherever they were. Prospect Park, I think it was. They were marching all over the place last night. It remained totally peaceful. And let's just put in a word for Governor Cuomo, who last night, as all this was going on, did absolutely nothing. He was not to be heard from. Had trouble broken out, you wouldn't have heard from him. He was busy huddling with lawyers, trying to figure out defenses for his 17 scandals that he's got going. So we'll see what happens. Nancy Pelosi, she is one dumb woman, isn't she? What a nitwit. She comes out and makes this speech. I want to thank George Floyd. What? She actually said this. I want to thank George Floyd for giving his life for the cause. Now, if you're his family and you're watching this, what must you be thinking watching this imbecile? And now, if you really want justice... If you want to see the right thing done, there's a man you need to bring in.
We are determined that we're going to fight until we make federal law the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
Yes.
There you go. When Al Sharpton gets on a problem, it is cleaned up. Look at the progress he's made in just 30 years of working on this. The problem was solved. 30 years and he got...
The war and the fight is not over. Just 2 days from now. we're going to have to deal with the funeral of Dante Wright in this same county, the same area.
You know, Sharpton will be with the family the entire time, the George Floyd family. And for good reason. They got a $22 million settlement. And you get a $22 million settlement, Al Sharpton will be at your house. You won't be able to get rid of him. The Floyd family in the bedroom saying, how the hell do we get him out of our living room? When's he going to leave? How do we get rid of this guy? So he is not leaving until he gets a piece of this action. But Nancy Pelosi really did say that. She said, I want to thank George Floyd for giving his life, for just so she could. So, but you got to blame the media on all of this. If this were any other situation like this, or some kind of dilemma like this, you'd see all over the news. Now, just how bad a problem is this? Here's the numbers. Here's the number of times these type of incidents are occurring. Here's the percentage that are black, the percentage that are white. You just take a look at it. Just put it in some kind of perspective, but they don't do that. Also, on these kind of dangerous traffic stops, in 17 of these cases already this year, the cop got shot. You saw that awful one in, was it New Mexico, where the guy pulls out this massive rifle and just shoots the cop? So, you know, well, you probably haven't seen it because they don't show this video all the time, but it's all these situations are horrible. And what happened to George Floyd should never happen. But you can count on the media to not put this in perspective, to not give you the full story, to not give you the facts on all of this. Anyway, we'll get back to this. Mayor de Blasio, what the hell is going on with him? All of a sudden, he's making speeches about putting more cops on the street, cleaning up crime, sending massive teams out to round up the homeless and get them off the streets. What do you think happened? Well, the real estate industry, the big real estate guys who own all those skyscrapers that are empty, totally empty. They're trying to get everybody to come back to work. And these same big, huge real estate guys are the ones that give Bill de Blasio massive, shall we say, donations. And so they have a lot of clout with him. So they have told him to do something, and fast. Now, you know, he's going to pretend to run for governor. He can't run for governor. He's got no shot. But he will pretend to run for governor. He will actually set up the whole apparatus. And then these same real estate guys will make massive donations to that campaign. Now, he can't win, but he can keep the money forever and use it to pay for staff, for a car, for a driver, for expenses. He can use that forever. He can keep the money. So they have told him, get the city cleaned up, get the streets clean, get the homeless off the streets, stop the crime in Midtown. You notice they just said Midtown, right?
Yes.
Now, why just Midtown? That's where these guys' skyscrapers are. So if he said to them, how about Soho? No, you do what you want there. Just get Midtown cleaned up. Just this 40-block area. That's where our buildings are. You get them cleaned up. You know, we could do the Upper West Side. I don't worry about the Upper West Side. Just get Midtown cleaned up. But who knows? If he sees how that works, maybe you people on the Upper East Side, Upper West Side, you might want to get out those checkbooks, start making some donations. It's de Blasio for Governor Campaign, Inc., and write those checks, and he'll get your neighborhood cleaned up. But at least he's doing something. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe if he gets it cleaned up and people start praising him and he becomes a hero over it, gets a lot of press, who knows? Maybe that'll wake up Cuomo, and he might start to realize if you actually start doing something and fixing New York City, maybe people won't hate you so much and try to drive you out of office. A lot of people now thinking these seven investigations are going to uncover all kinds of terrible dirt on Cuomo, but many thinking now the legislature will not want to impeach him because right now he's a hostage. He's being totally held hostage by them. He has absolutely no power at the moment. He has to do whatever they say, and they kind of like this situation. So to remove him, it would take the criminal charges probably. But those may be coming. Anyway, we've got lots to get to. Check out the webpage. Now watch this. This is Brian Stelter. You ever watch him on Sunday mornings? Does a show called Reliable Sources, where supposedly he's the media critic who looks for bias in the media. He is the most biased guy on earth, not to mention he is about the dumbest guy you could ever encounter. Watch this video. This is Brian Stelter saying possibly the dumbest thing he's ever said on television. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.